It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do I say the word reality weird?
It
sounded weird coming out of my mouth.
I've never noticed that.
Okay. This is a podcast about reality television. Maybe it's just a weird word. I don't know. A lot of letters in that one. That's all I have to say. How are you doing, Thomas?
Sorry, I was zoning out for whatever you were talking about there. I'm all right, man. It sounds like we're both kind of getting sick, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. New Year, new cold. Get your cold vaccines?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. Flu vaccines. Hey, get all the vaccines. We're here today just to tell you, get all the vaccines.
Yep.
Thomas, did you watch Survivor Island of the Islands last night?
I grew up on that cash money. Bling bling
was well known to flash money. Yes.
I was going to say, we can't move on until you answer in the negative or positive. Anyway, were you saying we might both be a little sick?
Yeah. And so the show is not any worse for it. It's certainly not noticeable.
It's very good. This episode was called Bring on the Bacon. I think a good episode title.
Yeah, I agree.
I liked it. Then we get straight into the Loved Ones Challenge. This was fun, right?
Yeah, it's always a good time. People were fucking freaking out this year more than usual.
Well, Thomas, they haven't seen their loved ones in a whole month. It's a long time.
It is a long time. I understand it's emotional, but this is nuts.
I guess. I don't know. Why did it seem more emotional than previous seasons? I feel like there's always somebody who's like falling
their
eyes
out. Just like more intense crying.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Usually people are emotional, but this was like full, like racking body sobs. And like Karishma, like needs to fucking calm down.
She's been through a lot. I don't understand why you hate her.
I don't hate her, but she already cries a ton. And so this was just like, it looked like she was going to explode from how hard she was crying.
Yeah, I think it was
also
good
she
for
was
her.
Crying at another person's loved one showing up.
It's the anticipation. It builds and builds and builds.
Oh, sure, all right.
Lauren brought her husband. Tommy brought his girlfriend. Do you think Tommy's going to propose to his girlfriend at the finale?
Yeah, that probably.
It would be poetic because that's what Boston Rob did with Amber, remember?
Yeah. I don't care about their relationships.
I know.
I just don't care.
Noura brings her sister who's vision impaired, which is mentioned by Jeff. Janet's husband wears a pink shirt to reveal that they're having a granddaughter. And then he talks about how
that was Janet nice. I thought that was cute.
It's a nice little moment. I think gender reveal parties are stupid, but whatever, they enjoyed
it. Well, it's just for her. It was like a nice thing for her, yeah.
Yeah. And that's nice.
Yeah, what if he like threw a smoke grenade when he came out?
Surprised me. It seems like it's just Janet's to lose now, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Dean's mom comes out, Dan's son who comes out, and he's a child.
He's a literal child.
I didn't enjoy that. I didn't appreciate it.
A tween, if you will.
I think he's a real teen.
Yeah, he's 13, but I don't know. Yeah. That seems too young for me to be, like, classic teen.
What is the, like, target?
I don't consider you a teen until you're, like, 15.
Like, 15 to 18, or is that too old to be a teen?
15 to 18.
15, okay.
Maybe 14 to 17, like maybe.
Depending on where you grow up, really.
Depending on the size of the teen.
So Elaine brings her girlfriend. Each contestant, is that all of them? Oh, yeah. Each contestant is tethered to somebody else, and they have to go through some obstacles and toss some sandbags. You know, it's a fine challenge. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it.
Who care indeed?
Tommy and Janet win, and then they bring Dan and Lauren.
Yeah, this move, is guys. Fucking stupid. I okay, the reason that they... I know it's also that they're part of their alliance, but also, like, I did kind of understand bringing Dan just because, like, what is his 13-year-old going to do with, like, a bunch of fucking adults and, like, no one else?
That's fair. Yeah. So, I'm sure that they probably send the people who didn't get picked on their own little excursion or something, even if it's just a night in the hotel, but yeah.
But yeah.
But also, don't send a 13-year-old to Fiji without a parent. Do you think that his parent was there, other than Dan?
Maybe.
I guess we'll never find out.
We'll never get an answer to that question.
Tommy says on the reward that this is about more than a million for him. He wants to make people proud. I know we're supposed to like Tommy.
Yeah, you picked him in the first round.
Yeah,
based on thinking you would like him.
Well, you know, if we're going to go by first round picks based on how much we thought we liked
people, we struck out to varying degrees.
Dan calls the group back at camp a group of losers. I didn't like this episode. That's all I have
to
say.
No, I did not care for it.
Back at camp, Nora talks shit about her allies on the reward for a really long time and plans to turn on them. This was a very well-edited scene. Top notch.
Yeah, I thought so.
So the four of them go looking for an idol, and Elaine finds it. Great. This is working out great for the group we're rooting for now, right? Sure seems that way, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Things are going well.
Yay. They, at the immunity challenge, have to balance a ball overhead. Lauren wins. Tommy targets Karishma. At this point, it's like, again, come on, dude. Like, let it go.
I can't.
Why does everybody always have to go for Karishma? I don't appreciate it.
Because they're bad that she's playing the game well.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you promote big moves all the time, Jeffrey. People get cut. What's the phrase? The tallest weed or whatever?
Yeah. The tallest weed smokes the best.
Hell yeah, buddy.
What that fucking
can't wait till episode 420. Back at camp, Nora is playing both sides and learns that Tommy and Lauren's group think that everybody is putting 4 votes on Karishma and 3 on Elaine in case one of them has an idol. So then Nora explains the situation to Karishma and Elaine, and they plan to vote for Tommy. Nora then goes over the vote with Dean and overthinks it and asks Dean if he can trust Karishma and Elaine. And he says, honestly, Nora, you're the person I'm most worried about. Which I really appreciated. I don't care about Dean one way or the other, but that was very funny.
Yeah. No, Dean had a good episode. Dean's been fine. At first I was like, this guy sucks. You should get out of here. But I'm okay with Dean.
Jeff did say at the beginning, you're going to think you don't like him, and then by the end you'll be like, oh yeah, I do like him.
Jeff may be right on that one.
And we laughed at Jeff Probst. We should never have laughed at Jeff Probst.
Yeah, don't laugh at Jeff.
How dare us. Elaine considers playing her idol and then says, go big or go home. So she's going to play it. This wasn't one with an expiration date, was it? It was just a regular idol?
I don't think so. I understand... you know, just not wanting to take a risk here, but she could have used this a little smarter, because obviously there was not any danger of her going home, but I feel like she had to have some idea that this may have been for nothing.
We can't get into the tribal council before we talk about these wildlife shots.
Yeah, you're right. Also, we haven't talked about immunity yet either, I don't think.
Didn't we?
Maybe we did.
Yeah. They have to balance a ball on a board overhead, and Lauren wins.
I was waiting for this one because, you know what really, over the seasons, fucking bothers me at this point?
What?
The editing of every challenge like this, where they always focus on the person that's going to win to make you think that they're going to drop it. Anytime that they're wobbling, they're like, oh, it looks like they're going to drop. And then really anticlimactically, the other person drops. And they do this like 5 times a season. I know. The minute that they started focusing on Lauren between the two of them, I was like, oh, she's going to win. Stop doing it. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you rather have that, or have like half of the cast be invisible and have the other half be like big characters? Because I feel like this season has been really good at balancing everybody in the game as far as character goes. But you're right, they do that a lot. So I'm wondering if there's like a trade-off there.
How are those two things connected? I don't understand.
Because you only have like 40-some minutes in an episode. So if you have to cut something, I don't know.
Well, no, I'm just saying that the way that they edited the challenge specifically to highlight that it was like, oh, it looks like Lauren's going to drop when it's between just her and Elaine. Because they do this when it's down to just two people. They're like, oh, this one person's struggling, and then they always win. They deliberately edit it to do this, but like, you can't trick me anymore with that because I know what you're doing. So stop. Like, I understand the point of it is to like heighten tension, but like, now it does the opposite because I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you make a good point. I'm going to keep an eye on that because that's something I never really think about because I don't really care about the challenges, but you make a good point. I'm going to keep an eye. I'm not going to be able to not see it.
Especially because, like, I wanted Elaine to win. It was getting annoying because it was like, I know what you're fucking doing. She's not going to win. Stop it.
Yeah. But Lauren does win. That's great. And then we talked about what happened at camp already. Was there anything I missed?
No, I think we can go to wildlife shots.
Wildlife shots. There was,
It's not time to hop into Kevin's corner yet.
We saw an iguana, which we've talked about 8,000 times. We saw a rat again. They love rats on this show. And then we also saw Roland the Bat again, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you know, I mean, getting a little sick of him, maybe, you know? Maybe the break was good.
Maybe my son and I just,
but what if your son has like bad vibes, you know?
That's a really good point. Nobody ever talks about
that. Yeah, like maybe your son's like a negative influence and you don't want to be around him.
You know what? People don't talk about that and it's not fair because like good vibes only, chill vibes only. You know, just here for adventure, you know?
Wildlife vibe check.
At Tribal Council, Dean whispers to Tommy that they were planning on voting for him. And then it goes down the line until it gets back to Nora. And then Nora gets up and exposes everyone's plans, including that Elaine has an idol. Then everybody gets up and starts scrambling. And at one point, Nora yells at somebody, "Don't look at pretty Dean," which was very funny.
That was funny. Nora had a fucking completely batshit episode across the board.
I mean, yeah, it's an episode of Survivor Island of the Island.
But, like, more than usual.
Honestly, at this point, I hope she wins.
Like, I mean, they should be trying to vote her out immediately. Like, you cannot trust her.
I don't know why they didn't after this week. Because, now everybody sees her as the goat. And
no, but if she... if you take her to the end, she'll win!
I hope that's what happens. I hope that nobody realizes that that's what that will happen, though.
She's won a bunch of physical challenges. Mm-hmm. Like, if she's able to make it to the end with that social game, despite, you know, like, doing what she's doing, it should just be like, yeah, like, they let me in here. Like, I managed to survive despite constantly putting myself at risk.
I... I hope she makes it, and I hope she fucking wins. It would be great. It would be so perfect. Elaine plays her idol. Nora gets 3 votes, but the other 5 go to Karishma. It's wild that not everyone is just like, yeah, we should probably just deal with Nora right now. Like, I'm just upset that Karishma is gone. But we still got Nora, so that's nice.
It was a bummer. Karishma did not earn this. I think that was the thing that was most annoying about this, was the fact that, like, Nora just, for no reason, submarined a plan that would have been good for everyone involved.
Well, sort of, but it didn't appear that she was going to do anything until Dean started whispering to Tommy, and then he blamed Nora at the end for messing up the plan.
I don't know why he did that. I mean, I understand he was whispering. I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
Because he's stupid.
I feel like he was trying to, like, still have an in with Tommy. Like, I don't...
But what does it matter if he's going home?
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. That was weird.
Yeah. There's a way to play both sides. And Dean's doing a bad job of it, and Nora's doing a good job of it. And that's why Nora will win now. Now that there's no Edge of Extinction for Karishma to come back on.
Nope, she's done.
Oh, well.
No more crying. She got enough crying in for the rest of the season, this episode.
Yeah, she couldn't do it anymore, so she had to go. Thomas, you want to hear about the challenge?
Yeah, sure. Apparently some stuff happened.
Some stuff did happen. It's the final. It's a big deal. It's the final challenge of the whole season. Both teams have to do 4 laps through a forest while carrying a gurney filled with weighted relics. Each lap is 4 miles. And that's round 1.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a fucked up show. Polly, who has been presented all season as the unkillable puppet master, gasses out about halfway through the race. Cara Maria screamed really loud when she couldn't figure out a math problem. That was very funny. Leroy's doing very well. And the UK team is currently in the lead. Also, there's only one British person on the UK team in the final.
I'm so glad I don't watch this show anymore.
It's good.
It's fucking stupid.
I sent you a picture on Snapchat of TJ Lavin parting the clouds and looking like an angel with a literal halo, and it was very good.
That was fun.
It's a fun show. Here's my mom's thoughts on this episode of Survivor. I liked seeing the loved ones. Karishma was genuinely touching. I even got a little choked up. Then Nora was next, and I felt like she was fakey. Janet's husband wearing the pink shirt for a baby girl was sweet. Tribal Council was crazy, and Nora is even crazier. I love that my mom thinks her name is Nora, not Nora.
Yep.
Like Nora Jones. I was sad to see Karishma voted out, but not surprised. She almost seemed relieved. I'd like to see Dan, Dean, or Nora go out next. My voice for the final 3 are Lauren, Janet, and Elaine. Tommy is okay, too. So that's what my mom thought about Survivor. Coming in at the last possible second. Speaking of text messages I've received from people concerning Survivor. Remember a few weeks ago I texted Tony Hawk?
Oh, yeah. Did he text you back?
I said, let me read what I texted him. Hey, Tony, we were talking about you on my podcast about Survivor, and we decided you would be great on that show and think you should apply. I'm sure they'd cast you. And then he immediately texted me back, this is an auto text. Put me in your phone. I said, okay. And then, Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving, he says at 10:02 a.m., My son Riley and I got to hang out with Jack Black yesterday. Okay, so there's the Mike White connection there. Fun fact, he was an OG skater in the early 80s. The footage will be on his YouTube channel soon.
Okay, so this is like a ploy for Tony Hawk to get you on like a text alert system.
Yeah, and I don't mind, honestly. And then on Thanksgiving, he texted me a turkey emoji, a pie emoji, and a skateboard emoji. Tony Hawk is my best friend.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are bros now.
He's cool. No word on if he's going to be on Survivor or not, but hopefully he thinks about
updates
it.
Will be forthcoming.
Yes. You can use the hashtag YasQueen for the year of Sandra and all the social media. We're nearly halfway through the year of Sandra, and it is what it is.
Yep. It certainly has been a year of Sandra.
You can use the hashtag YasQueen for the year of Sandra, because in a couple weeks we're starting Heroes versus Villains, and we can wash this terrible taste of this season out of our mouth with the greatest season of all time, and I'm very excited for that. And then we're watching The Winners at War in the spring when it airs. You know how TV works. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN, or me at Jake Scheidel, or Thomas.
Follow me at TomNotTom.
Review us on Apple Podcasts, and you know, have a great summer.
Deuces.
Sandra, Sandra sings a bird song, flies so much her wings are strong. Take the sky down from the flyer, let her down and my fun is gone. All the junkies left to cry, all the junkies wave goodbye, laugh and cry, heavy to lie. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died. Need to find my Latin lover and to find my powdered wig. When the police tear us into, I'll wear the custom, I'll dress in it. All the jailbirds left to cry, all the jailbirds say goodbye, laugh and cry, heavy to lie. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died.
We did it.